Hello and welcome to our special Saturday self-care episode with Natalie of Fortum Beauty. Thank you for joining us today and make sure that you stay tuned till the end. If you have questions, please feel free to leave questions on our channel and we look forward to connecting with you. Have a happy Saturday. Okay. Happy Saturday. We have Natalie with us and we're going to get right into our discussion today. Hi, Natalie. How are you doing?
I'm good, Nora. How are you?
I'm doing okay. It's a Saturday. We're recording on a special day. So we have a special discussion for you all today. And today we thought about graduation season and preparation for college for our young ladies and guys that are getting ready for school. So Natalie is going to talk with us and kind of give us some tips that help us to be successful as we prepare to transition for dorm life. So how are you doing, Natalie?
Pretty good. I think as we head into college, I remember those years, all the fun ahead and all the excitement. So just as long as you don't forget about your skin in the meantime, right?
Right.
Even through college, especially through college, I think we want to have really pretty skin. But a lot of times as we go through college, that kind of slides. The habits of taking care of our skin kind of slides. So just be mindful of that and really try to set up daily habits in your skincare that are going to make a difference for you. And some of the ones that I think are important are, first, stay hydrated. Stay hydrated. I can't say that enough. I think through college and you're running around in classes and having fun and doing all the things, water kind of gets placed on the back burner, right? So make sure that you are staying hydrated and keeping that. And as your late study hours and late hanging out with friends, don't come home and just crawl in bed. Wash your face. Don't skip it. Wash off that makeup and wash off that dirt from the day and on the grime and everything. Don't put that on your pillowcase and rub it into your skin. And I think don't go crazy with your caffeine intake. I know you're up late studying and trying to, you know, you've got so much. You feel like you only have so much time in the day and you have to cram so much in. But really, it will serve your body better if you are try to avoid the caffeine and stay away from that. Don't forget your sunscreen. That's a really important one. Do not forget your sunscreen. This is the time in your life where you're preventing all that premature aging. And I know it seems so far away to be, you know, older and worrying about aging, but definitely this is the time to really prevent that. But yeah, just take care of your body internally, keep it hydrated, keep a good diet of good foods and whole foods. Try to learn to a few dishes that you can cook yourself, and then keep your skincare regimen simple, but keep doing it on a regular daily basis so you're being consistent and getting those consistent results.
Okay. Now, I know when my daughter went off to college, both of them had the same thing. With the change in the environment and the water, they noticed to have more breakouts. Is that pretty common with the transition?
Yeah, it is common. I mean, there's a lot that goes into that. Like you said, the change in the water, change in the environment, all of that. But then also your stress levels are going up. You're on your own. You're trying to figure out life on your own. There's a lot of emotional things that are happening internally. And so your stress levels are going up. And maybe your habits are changing as well. And you're not washing your face at night, or you're skipping on your skincare regime just a little bit here and there. And your food is different. You're not eating your mom's food anymore, right? You're not your homegrown, whatever you ate growing up. It's changed a little bit probably. And so, all of that play a role in the skin.
So is there a point that you think that if it's getting to be too much that you could recommend anything different, or should they seek counsel with their primary care doctor or dermatologist? What would be like a trigger?
Well, that really depends on the person. It depends. I always say when it starts bothering them and they don't feel like they have a control on it, then the first step, definitely see an esthetician. But you really should get a really good regimen for your skin. See an esthetician. And I do those virtually as well. Like, I can help people get a really good regimen for their skin. And then we can kind of work with it as it progresses. When it is when you have really, really big, deep cystic acne that products are, it's too internal for products topically to really get at. Mm-hmm. Now, with that, then I would see a doctor. But with that being said, I would still continue to see your esthetician and use the products that she has recommended as well. So even though you switch to dermatologist, educated esthetician can work with the medication the dermatologist will recommend and help support that and really get your best results from both of them.
Oh, okay. Now, I heard you say about virtually. How could someone schedule an appointment if they wanted to do a virtual consultation with you?
So with that, they can either send me a DM on Instagram at TheFordandBeauty, or if they've gotten my free resource, then they can just, with that, you're entered into my newsletter and you can just reply to any of those and I will get that email personally. So.
Oh, okay. Do you have, is it by appointment or just when you...
Yep. So what we do is I'll schedule an appointment, kind of see discovery, see what you need and see how I can help you. And then we kind of go from there. So it'll be a Zoom meeting that we set up. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that sounds wonderful. I know with the new technology that has made for a lot of more resources being more readily available. So that's a wonderful feature that you offer. And thank you for talking with us today about the importance of staying hydrated and transitioning, because we know this is a exciting time as well. Yep. As it can be a stressful time. Some yes. people are in the moment of closing out their school year, but all in the same time, they're prepping for, you already start prepping for a life transition. So it can get overwhelming. Any other tips or suggestions for us today?
Just find ways to de-stress and just kind of keep a level mind on it and that it's going to be okay and you're going to get through this with your skin and with school.
Okay. Well, it's been great talking to you today, Natalie, and we look forward to our next upcoming segment. Everyone stay tuned and make sure you reach out to Natalie on all of her social media handles, and y'all have a great, great weekend. Enjoy your Saturday, and we look forward to connecting with you again soon. Thank you, Natalie.
You are welcome, Nora.